Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
Friday's flying. It's 2 o'clock.
Pretoria, Polokwane and Rissenburg 19, Johannesburg 18, Mbombela 20.
On the roads, Midrand N1 North, there's a stationary vehicle at New Road. We've also got slow-moving traffic on the M1 South towards Winnie Mandela Drive exit. But the biggie today, vehicle fire, N1 South near Linwood Road, and you've got very heavy traffic delays on both sides.
Die hoof van Bergview College in die Ooskaap, Jaco Pieterse, gaan klagtes van crimen injuria lê teen die leier van die EFF Julius Malema, die sekretaris-generaal van die ANC Fikile Mbalula en die LER vir onderwys omdat hulle hom vals beskuldig het van die verkrachting van 'n leerder Kwekwe. Pieterse sê die valse aantuigings sê dreigemente en persoonlike skade veroorsaak. Barry Bateman van AfriForum sê die polisie het geen bewyse van verkrachting gevind nie.
South Africa's got a rape crisis and falsely being accused is devastating. So it's on that basis that these charges are going to be pursued. There must be consequences for people who falsely accuse others in the public domain. People who made these false allegations, and we say criminally convict them and send them to jail.
Statistieke Suid-Afrika sê mynbouproduksie was in april op 'n jaar grondslag 7,7% laer. Die grootste daling van meer as 24% was in die platinumgroep metale, gevolg deur dalings in goud en steenkool uitsette.
On the upside, diamonds, iron ore, chromium ore and manganese ore recorded positive gains, but not enough to lift the mining industry into positive territory. On a month-on-month basis, seasonally adjusted mining production increased by 0.6% in April 2025 compared with March 2025.
Dit dan Jean-Pierre de Blanche van Statistieke Suid-Afrika. Discovery Bank waarsku kliënte oor toenemende bedrog in Suid-Afrika deur misdadigers wat voorgee om bedrog te beveg. Hulle dring aan dat slagoffers sal kaartbesonderhede moet deel onder die voorwendsel om verdagte transaksies te keer. Die bank vra kliënte om nooit hulle kaartinligting te deel nie. Die Satswane sê hy neem met kommer kennis van 'n misleidende boodskap op sosiale media wat klante waarsku oor 'n kragonderbreking wat vandag in Pretoria beplan word.
The fake message is circulated with a caption: Darkness descends on Pretoria, 13 June. Power crisis triggers panic. The public is warned that this communique is false and did not originate from the city of Tshwane.
Dit dan die metro se woordvoerder Lindelo Mashigo. Hy sê inwoners moet waaksaam wees teen sulke fopnuus. En nog nuus uit die buiteland. Australië is tans die voorloper om volgende jaar se Verenigde Nasies se klimaatsveranderingskonferensie aan te bied. Die land het egter nie sy teiken van 43% verlaging in vrystellings volgens die Parys-verdrag gehaal nie, wat aardwarming laer aan 1,5 grade Celsius wil hou. Ek is Chanel September, terug met meer nuus in Engels om 3 uur.
What is the motive of the fopnuus? Ek verstaan dit nie. Why?
It's like a lot of things we don't know why.
Why? This is just ludicrous. Yeah, you know, just take it with a pinch of salt, guys. Aye, man. Don't let anything mess up your festive Friday.
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop on Jacaranda FM.
I'll be all you need.